sound of early morning buses, lorries unloading their wares into shops, occasional vehicles speeding along fairly empty roads. Would you believe it? It's only 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm walking out with Vance along. Forward, Vance! Along George Street and onto the quadrant and along towards Kew Road in Richmond. Sounds like a lorry waiting at the traffic lights across there. There is light spilling onto the pavement from probably every second or third shop along here. It's pretty early and there aren't very many people about. So what are we doing? Well, it's one of those madcap Robert adventures. However, I'm probably not the only one doing it this weekend. This weekend in London is open house weekend. That wonderful weekend when they open up lots of places that they wouldn't normally allow the public into. And they do just that. Go on then, Franz. Find right then. You're not too busy. Busy boy. I've got a few booked already. So later on today, Mark and I... Come on, Franz. Busy boy. Can we do anything? I know it's a bit early, isn't it, Franz? No, should we go then? Later on today, Mark and I will be going up One Canada Square. It used to be the tallest tower, well, briefly in Europe, and then in the United Kingdom. It is known to most by the name that actually represents the area that it sits in, Canary Wharf. There you go, Vance. So, we're due to be going up Canary Wharf about midday. That doesn't explain why I'm here at 6 o'clock. Where else are we going? Later on in the day, I also have a booking at a World War II bunker under Neasden. Good boy, Vance. Let's wait at the crossing here. And that doesn't explain it either, does it? So, the reason why I'm up at this ridiculous hour, waiting to cross a road, which remarkably takes longer to get across at this time when there's less traffic than when there's lots, such as forward Vance, the timing of this crossing. Straight on, Vance. Because the flagship building opened this year is 122 Leadenhall, otherwise known as the Cheese Grater, which has been under construction for about the past 5, maybe more years. It will be the straight on, Vance, tallest tower. Straight on, Vance, come on. In the city of London. And let's just check the time, see if I've actually got time to get a croissant or something. Come on, talk to me, phone. Why do they never talk to you when you need them to talk to you urgently? 6:13, I think I've just missed a train, so in that case, let's go and get a croissant. Come over here, Vance. Find right for me. Right, come on, wake up. Come on. As you can hear, we're now rolling out of Richmond. When I say rolling, it's sort of banging and scraping our way out of Richmond. It actually took almost 10 minutes, just short of 10 minutes, to get a couple of croissants and a bottle of water. But never mind, we have them now. I have resources, supplies, something to keep me going during the day. Previous times I've existed on fresh air, largely. I say previous times. Open house has been one of the things that I've tried to get to many years running, but actually only made it for the first time last year when I went up the Gherkin. It used to be called the Swiss Rebuilding. Sometimes it's still called the Swiss Rebuilding, Swiss Reinsurance, that is. And I also went down into the depths of Canary Wharf Station, down right down to track level, in fact, not just platform level, where the tunnel boring machines had just been through. That was a good day in terms of what I managed to see. Lots and lots of queuing, though. Going to be a lot of queuing today. This doesn't open till 10 o'clock. I'm not going to be... I wanted to be there as close to 7 as possible. I'm not quite going to be there then. But I should be there for about 10 past, I think. Hopefully that will be enough. Last year, I reached the Gherkin queue at about 8:15. And that wasn't early enough. I still waited 3 hours. We'll see how we go with this one. The main reason why I want to be there early actually isn't so much that I'm afraid of waiting, because I will still end up waiting a good amount of time, but it's more because that I need to be Canary Wharf for 12 o'clock. Time is tight. Anyway, that's my introductory boo for my first day at Open House. Tomorrow is another day with more things to see. First day, so far, so good. And we're shortly arriving at Kew.
District line train to Barking.